Then there are pandemics. Perhaps you'd like to comment on those. We perhaps dodged a bullet with the bird flu thing last year. I don't know that we'll dodge it this year, but inevitably there's this feeling that people have, and I'm one of those people. I guess I'm a professional skeptic, but as we have more and more and more people on Earth, and nobody can deny we're getting that right now, it seems as though eventually nature, if it sees that it's not supportable, that we're not supportable at these present numbers, will figure out a way to thin us out.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting. When you may be right, and again, this goes to, there's been some very interesting theories, you know, Gaia's theory, Lovelock's theory about Gaia, and, you know, and all of that. This goes to the notion of carrying capacity, too. But when you look globally, as I do as a futurist, you look at the planet, right? Like, you look at the current state. We've got about, I don't know, 15, 20 micro-wars going on. There are a variety of regionalized pandemics. Certainly, HIV is a pandemic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. We've got other pandemics. SARS, you're right. We narrowly missed SARS getting out of control, bird flu, okay? And that's not gone away, all right? But at the same time, are there other things that will emerge that will impact our immune system? Well, I know, you know, it's not often thought about this, but is cancer and cardiovascular disease pandemics? Yeah, well, they kill more people than any other diseases. And as people live longer, they're more at risk for cardiovascular disease and cancers. Do we understand how to deal with these right now? No. But is it possible that there are new diseases? And I forecast in my book, I have four or five new diseases that may emerge as pandemics. I think the likelihood is that just with more, interestingly, more collaboration, more people moving around the planet, more, you know, in this post-industrial world that we're creating, more mobility, if you will, and more migration.
I mean, look at you. You just made it back from China in, what,
exactly.
14, 15 hours? Something
exactly.
Like that?
And, you know, at the end of the day, the likelihood of all of this mobility movement, greater numbers, are going to lead to our ability to be able to, on one hand, have greater commerce, greater trade, globalization. But, yes, it may certainly lead to pandemics. I mean, if you end up with, let's say you're in Africa where there's a lot of very dangerous diseases for a variety of reasons. Ebola, there's a dysentery, malaria, there's encephalitis, there's a lot of serious diseases. Some of them are very highly communicable. You could get on a plane, the incubation period would be longer than your ride, stopping off in Frankfurt from Mombasa, then you end up, of course, in New York, then you go on to San Francisco, and then for every city that you came into, you know, on your trip, even though you might have symptoms of it at the beginning of a cold, you might have infected a large radius. So again, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but I do think it's prudent to recognize that we don't have yet the global yet national public health networks that are in place to be able to really monitor and protect as well as we should, particularly in a post 9/11 world. And these things, the risks are rather high. Now, there are other risks, too, we can talk about, but that's just one that I'm particularly concerned about because of its widespread.
In your book, what are the diseases that you talk about as possible pandemics?
Well, the thing about viruses and just, you know, different kinds of disease entities, particularly viruses, they're an older species, if you will, an older life form than humans. Okay?
That's right.
That means that they've survived. They've morphed. They've mutated in terms of survival. They've adapted, and they've been living, if you will, millions of years longer than we have. Okay? So
Is
there a likelihood that they, it's like part of the problem, vexing problem with HIV is it keeps morphing, it keeps changing, it keeps mutating. So therefore, it's not really one entity. It's again, not conscious the way we would understand, you know, beings, but it has a certain kind of survivability to be able to adapt. Now, is it likely that with the broad use of antibiotics that we have so impacted our capacity to fight off certain diseases that we are now, if you will, catalyzing a new adaptive virus that will be able to overcome our ability to be able to stop it? And the answer is probably yes. Probably yes. Will there be new SARS or new flesh-eating diseases? I think probably yes. Will HIV continue to morph? That's a very virulent disease.
It certainly is. And I've heard rumors that in Africa there are strains now of HIV that are not treatable. Now, that may or, you know, just maybe an internet rumor, but I have this sinking feeling.
It's not unusual. I mean, you could see as much as a quarter of Africa disappear over the next 25 years. All right? I mean, again, you also have AIDS in Asia and in Latin America, certainly. Brazil, Thailand, certainly the largest is in Africa. Again, here's what I'm forecasting. If you don't have a global awareness system set up with the ability to be able to have very strong communications, collaborative communications, then you're not just talking about HIV or SARS, you're talking about the next morphable virus, and that then converges with the next morphable virus. You could have a cascading kind of event that explodes on the scene and happens very quickly. Thank God the Chinese were smart enough to be able to, you know, start to report on and deal with the issues regarding bird flu, right?
I noticed something interesting. I mentioned to you I was in China 2 months ago, and when I went to China, I noticed that as you board an aircraft, I think it's as you board an aircraft, or perhaps as we came off, I can't recall, or both, they would hit they'd hit your forehead with a laser. If you weren't watching for it, you didn't even notice it, but they'd hit your forehead with a laser and take your temperature very quickly. Did you happen to notice that when you traveled?
I did notice that they're using certain kinds of thermal and heat signature products. I can't tell you what's coming. I can tell you that the Chinese will be the first nation to roll out biometric cards. They'll roll out, they have identity cards. They're going to roll out biometrics for identity cards, and they're going to have the ability to be able to do localized testing for different kinds of disease. They're going to have to do that. And then again, that's just a society that's, you got 1.3 billion people. At the end of the day, you're going to have to manage that society given the ability of pandemics to emerge, you know, and wipe out, 100 million people like that, right?
Yes.
So, yes, I did notice those technologies. You're going to see a lot more of that.